Philip M. Bailey, let's turn to you. Another development. It seems like every Friday we have another development in the Judy Greene removal case. Councilwoman Greene is asking the Metro Council for a delay in her removal hearing for health reasons, and the council court that's been appointed pretty emphatically said no yesterday.
Yes, the council court, which will preside over the removal hearing of Councilman Greene, voted unanimously 17-0 against her attorney's motion to delay the trial. Attorney Derwin Webb, who was representing Councilman Greene, he was arguing that essentially they had provided the evidence in a signed affidavit from her physician, Dr. Wayne Gibson, that he presented that to the Metro Council, saying that he wanted to push the trial back by at least 30 days to give the councilman just time to recoup and give them time to reschedule the hearing. Council members seem to not buy that that argument, but I think the clip we're about to play for you now is Attorney Webb making the argument that he's done this in good faith and that there have been some accusations that either he or Councilman Greene were lying about her hospitalization.
I have done nothing and have done everything proper per the rules that this court adopted and have acted in good faith throughout this process. Everything done has been relevant and germane to the case you will hear and in some parts have already heard. Above all, I wanted to point out to the council members that are here, your colleague is sick. It's something that I have not made up, but she is sick. And we have documented proof to show that she is under a treating physician right now. So I challenge anyone in this court or in this room right now to show me anything that I have done since July 14th when I actually came on this case that is one, improper, two, inappropriate, or three, in bad faith.
Mr. Webb, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're not on trial here now.
And I understand that, but I am a lawyer. I am a lawyer, and I do want to handle certain things the appropriate and legal way. Because the rule, in my opinion, Rule 6, which you adopted on July 14th, has been satisfied and supporting documentation has been granted, I respectfully ask that you grant my motion for continuance, set it for an appropriate date, and have an opportunity for Dr. Greene to get well and to be able to be at the proceedings.
And what you hear there is Councilman Kelly Downer, who's the chairman of the court, basically presiding over it. There was an exchange between him and Mr. Webb. There were many moments where this did actually get pretty tense. And the affidavit that Mr. Webb is talking about goes over a few things, but to document that Councilman Greene has been hospitalized and she's in the care of a physician. But that affidavit was still very vague to council members and to those who were watching the proceedings. For example, the fifth part of the affidavit testifies that Councilman Greene's present participation, quote, in any process that would create or involve undue stress. Many council members arguing that the removal trial itself is stressful. Mr. Webb was asked what was wrong with Councilwoman Greene specifically and asked what hospital she was in. That's sort of, I think, this exchange we're about to play next between Mr. Webb and Jefferson County Attorney Michael Connell goes over that. I think that's why council members decided what they did.
You indicated, I think, that on August 14th that Ms. Greene's husband, James, contacted you and said that Ms. Greene was ill. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What did he tell you?
That's something I cannot release to hear because those are medical things that I believe that you need to address with the acting physician.
On August 15th, I believe you said, did you speak with your client or her husband again who said she had been admitted to the hospital?
I spoke to my client's husband.
Okay, and what hospital was she admitted to?
That's something that you have to take up with the treating physician.
Okay, that leads me to the question I really want to get to is, do you believe and is it your position that it is the council court's obligation to go seek medical information from your client's treating physician in order to do their work here?
Well, to be quite honest with you, if we were in that kind of situation, I believe that one of the things we have to look at is the fact that I've acted in good faith. Now, the only question is whether you believe the statements and the motion that I filed today. Now, I understand where you're going with this, and I do understand
good
that.
Good faith is not an issue here.
Good faith is actually a very good issue today because I have supplied you information letting you know that she was actually hospitalized through a treating physician. Now, where that has gone or the information provided by that physician needs to be taken up with that physician. I'm here to handle her legal issue, not her medical issue, and I'm not at liberty because of HIPAA violations to let this entire court know, as well as the entire community know, exactly what the specific ailment is or the specific place where she was treated during that time.
I think that speaks to, overall, the trust gap that I think some council members and I think the community at large has, considering that Councilman Greene has been at least by the Metro Ethics Commission, to found to have violated the Metro Ethics Ordinance twice, deliberately violated that law. Councilman Green is appealing that decision in Jefferson Circuit Court, obviously. But I think that's what really the council members wanted to see. A lot of their questions came down to what is wrong with her specifically and where was she hospitalized. Attorney Greg Hovius, who was prosecuting the case, he argued that this information still could be provided under seal, meaning it wouldn't be disclosed to the media or to the public, but the council members, the ones who are presiding over the case, get that information. At the end of the day, across the board, you heard different members, bipartisan members, say that this information, this affidavit, was just very vague.
Now, she hasn't been seen doing any public duties or made any public statements since.
No, she hasn't. She has not been. She wasn't at last night's Metro Council meeting. She has not been on her radio program. Also, she hasn't spoken to her attorney, Derwin Webb, in about 2 weeks. Webb admitted that in court yesterday. He hasn't spoken to Councilman Green for that period of time, but he's been really getting all this information relayed to him via Councilman Green's husband, James Green. So at this point, with the council rejecting her motion, the trial is set for September 12th. Obviously, Mr. Webb can file another motion or any other amount of motions to delay the hearing, but his problem is that, and he said this after the council made this decision, is that he doesn't feel that he can adequately provide a defense for Councilman Green if she's not physically present and he can't meet with her to go over the case. Many members asked Mr. Webb if he had all the information from the police interviews and the Ethics Commission's transcripts. He said he did, and Mr. Hovius argued that Webb could still make the case using her depositions from those other cases and having other witnesses testify, and that they can still go forward. But Webb feels this can't go forward, and he can't provide an adequate defense for Councilwoman Green if she's not present, and he basically denounced the decision as unfair.
All right. Thank you very much, Philip.